dictation for Delaying, D-E-L-A-Y-N-E, Berthune, B-E-R-T-H-U-M-E, February 861. Mr. Berthume is a 61-year-old gentleman. New patient dialysis ALMA, A-L-M-A, was following with Dr. Rao, R-A-O, University of Michigan. Peripheral vascular disease, long-term hypertension, 25 years. Abdominal aortic aneurysm, endovascular repair, 2019. Complications with distal digital necrosis, did not require any surgery. Bilateral acoustic neuromas, 15 years or longer, with decreased hearing. Prior right-sided acoustic neuroma resection about 10 years ago. Three sons, daughters also affected, but none of the grandkids. Just started dialysis within the last couple of weeks, has an AV fistula on the left wrist. There was recently infiltration, University of Michigan, an episode of syncope from dehydration, hypovolemia, hypocalcemia, which he says was a chronic problem, low calcium, low magnesium for a number of years, etiology unknown. Prior renal biopsy 5 years ago, we will get a report. He denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TAS, stroke, or seizures. He denies heart abnormalities, liver disease, gastrointestinal bleeding. Next paragraph, no smoking in the present past, but years back, yes, off and on alcohol. Denies kidney stones. Next paragraph, reported allergy to aspirin and anti-inflammatory agent. Next paragraph, other medical problems for skin cancer, question melanoma on the left-sided lower lid. Was following Mount Pleasant. Question all removed. Next number being assessed for transplant evaluation at University of Michigan. Almost finishing all treatment. Next paragraph, feeling better, able to eat, no vomiting, no dysphagia, no diarrhea, good urine output, minimal fluid removal on dialysis. Small needles, number 17 gauge, left wrist. Presently, no chest pain palpitation dyspnea, no oxygen, no inhalers, no sleep apnea, no orthopnea PND, but problems of insomnia, less pruritus, no localized pain, no bruises, no bleeding, no gums, no headaches, review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Including bisoprolol, Lipitor, Prilosec, nifedipine, not using inhalers. Next paragraph, blood pressure 160, 170 over 80s and 90s, decreased hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid bruise, JVD, no RAL wishes clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial RAP, overweight abdomen, but no liver, spleen, masses, or ascites, no peripheral edema, no focal deficit except for decreased hearing. Next paragraph, hemoglobin at 10.2, iron levels are pending to start EPO treatment as needed. Our goal is hemoglobin above 10, AV fistula advancing needle size. On 3 hours, URR was 85, 1.98. Target weight around 102.5, 103. Occasionally low blood pressure on dialysis. Nutrition albumin 4.3, potassium 4.1. A1C 5.7, phosphorus at 4, calcium 8.5, PTH at 220. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, end-stage renal disease from hypertensive nephrosclerosis, long-standing hypertension, which was difficult to control. I'm not aware of renal artery stenosis. He did have peripheral vascular disease, abdominal aortic aneurysm requiring endovascular repair, complications of distal necrosis that healed by itself without surgery, no symptoms of uremia, symptoms are improving, anemia as indicated above, present electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, PTH, and nutrition as indicated above. He is finishing transplant evaluation at University of Michigan. The question melanoma on the left, eye lower lid completely removed, needs to also be clarified. He mentioned some problems of low calcium, low magnesium, but presently not an issue. Recent coronavirus in January of this year, was not vaccinated. We will follow. And all issues, all questions answered, education provided. He was able to follow all the questions. End of dictation.